Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a special bonus episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. And today I am going to share with you a very timely and hope-filled story and messages about healing with astrology. This week, in fact, the past 2 weeks, a lot of my clients have had similar messages of healing. I want to heal this. I want to be complete with this. I want to be done with something. It's caused a lot of emotional pain. It's worked with you on multiple levels of your energy fields. It's that sense of when is the period at the end of the sentence? And I want to touch on that specifically. But I also want to share with you my own real world story of trusting astrology and trusting the blind path that sometimes we're on, or that you could say we're always on, that we have to be in our human bodies and, you know, in our real world situations, and yet we can feel there's a bigger spiritual lesson happening, and we can feel there's something we're learning and working with at a soul level. Astrology shows us these gifts. It shows us how we're really meant to be working deeply, deeply with things, and they can show up in many different forms. So I want to touch on first how there is a lot of energy right now in fire signs, and that really conjures up our ego. It does. It activates our masculine energies. It activates our sense of doing, acting, getting things done, moving forward. It can show up, of course, as inspiration and motivation, and I want to do this, and I want to do this. And you get that energy to forge ahead with the fire signs. But it also really amplifies our sense of what is right. Now, I'm saying this because of all the energy in Sagittarius that's saying, I know what's right for me. Or this experience happened to me, and I'm absolutely right about my perspective on it, my feelings, my opinions. And you get that sense of perhaps too much ego, right? That sense of, well, I know I'm right, and therefore I think they're wrong, or they really didn't make a good choice, or their opinion is not high vibe. Or, you know, we go into this sense of where we are looking at the differences between ourselves and other people. Sagittarius energy amplifies that because it has us look at what we're believing unconsciously and under the surface. And we have Saturn in Sagittarius right now at 28 degrees, almost 29 degrees. And as a planet ends its time in a sign, it's the final exam. I remember in college, the final exam of any class was always a big deal. It's like you could have had smaller tests along the way, but you really knew at the end of that term, you had to show up with all of your accumulated knowledge, and you had to be ready to demonstrate what you learned. And so this is so fitting for Saturn at the final 2 degrees of Sagittarius, the sense of what do you really believe is your truth? How are you standing strong in that in the real world? How are you allowing it to support you, to ground you, to give you that really strong core of who you are and how you know what is right for you, and that you're in alignment, in a strong alignment with the highest and possible good? Because that's what Sagittarius energy is. It's meant to lift us up and connect us up to the higher perspectives, the higher meaning, the bigger understandings. And so we're in this space of the final exam lesson. And so our egos can be strong right now around what we're learning and what we've come to believe and we understand and we know this is right. But there's also a strong Pisces energy that wants us to be soft. And it's okay to emote and to feel it deeply, and to cry, and to release, and to need your space to grieve and release and let it go. So you could feel a tension right now between your ego and your spirit self, between your mind and your heart. You could feel that tension of there's so much energy, you know, that's telling me I'm right and it's telling me to remember this and believe this. And then there's the softer, more feminine aspects of ourselves that are saying to stay open and stay loving to yourself and stay gentle. So if you're feeling that tension, it could show up as even knots, like knots in your body, physical knots, where you're like, oh, I just feel really tight right now. Please remember to do the deep breaths to move the energy through you and to help it stay fluid. Because there's also a lot of energy with the mutable signs, and the mutable signs are about staying fluid and adaptable and not latching on to anything, that all possibilities are valid and all potentials could unfold. So when you're open, you're incredibly powerful. When you're not latched on to one opinion too much, and you're open to still learning. Sagittarius is the energy of learning. It's the seeker. Think about earlier in your life, you know, you knew this truth to be true when you were 18 years old. You had it all figured out. And then when you were older, in your 20s, well, there were different truths or different understandings that you held about the world, about yourself. And this is so important, not only for our everyday lives and the world, but also on our spiritual paths, to remember that we are always opening up to more truths and more understandings that we don't always see right away. So try to stay open. Even when you feel your ego flare up or a part of you gets really latched on to a certain understanding, the possibilities can still show up in multiple ways, and they're meant to keep you in that state of receptivity, of being receptive to what you're ready to receive next. And so I want to share with you a story that I had mentioned a few weeks ago, and a few of you reached out to me and you wanted to hear more about it, and I thought that it would be powerful to just read what I wrote about something that I went through recently, a very tough spiritual lesson with a famous spiritual, quote-unquote, author and expert. This person has a following of millions, and she's very visible in certain spiritual circles. And for 6 years, she obsessively targeted me and my work. And she had the intention of damaging my professional reputation. And so this is a story of how I did not allow her to take me down or to take me out, which she has done to others. Make no mistake about it. And so I share a story with you now that's about how astrology helped heal me and guide me forward when I could see the bigger picture and see the timeline to trust. And I also want to share this with the intention of supporting anyone else who is going through a very dark time with that archetypal shadow feminine energy, the jealous, malice, very dark energy who operates in a very unconscious manner. I hope this story helps you find greater strength on your path and to know that astrology has your back and supports you. Your astrological chart supports you with what you're here to heal and clear. Now, as I mentioned, I've had clients lately who are moving through some hard things, and the timelines I was giving them was often 2 or 3 years out, meaning they're moving through a bigger cycle and a longer process than perhaps our ego really wants, right? Like we're like, well, I want to start fresh in 2018. Well, it shows up that you're probably going to have a brand new start in 2020. And on some level, that can sink your energy, but it's important to understand that there's more at play here for you to heal, for you to grow from, that's working for you. And can you trust that? Can you trust that blind path? And can you dig in deeper? And where do you trust? How do you trust? That is a really important word because of Saturn and Sagittarius right now giving us this final exam of you saying and you answering that question of where do I put my trust and how do I trust deeper. And I can share with you that one thing that's always worked for me is I just put more trust in spirit, and I put more trust in God, and I put more trust in my angels. And that's where I direct that energy, that source energy that's always supporting us. Always supporting us and always present. The other thing about Saturn is to remember that, you know, karma will be a bitch because Saturn does not forget what was said, done, or harmed in the real world. And so when you're walking on your path with the best of intentions, regardless of other people's choices and actions and words, that does come around. That energy circles around. And we want to see it. You know, we kind of want to be there when the bitch slap happens. You know, we want that satisfaction. But it's important to understand that there is something bigger here that is watching and walking with you when you stay in the light and in the integrity of who you are. And Saturn doesn't forget. No, no, no. Saturn remembers every detail because he is the one who keeps us responsible, who keeps us diligent and disciplined. And when we don't have that, we get demerits and we go to detention and we have to do extra chores and, you know, stuff shows up when we step outside those boundaries of integrity. So I share this story with you because I mentioned previously how I was going through a very tough Pluto transit with Pluto opposing my moon and really being the target. And so I'm just going to read to you from my website what I shared. And I might cry, but that's only because I'm clearing whatever's left to be cleared, and I'm open to that. Like, I'm still open to whatever I have to work through with this because it was so deep and so harmful, and so personal. So let me just begin by sharing. So when I launched my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, in 2011, I was really anxious and excited because there was no one else who was talking about consciousness or astrology in the way that I wanted to. And there was a lot of blogs out there on self-help and lifestyle and inspiration and food and even articles on astrology and some metaphysical stuff, but nothing was exactly on consciousness. So I didn't know what would come of the idea. I didn't know if this would even be of interest to anybody else, but I thought I'd give it a shot. And so within months, people found the website, they signed up for the emails, I had a membership area back then, and people were interested. And I was like, that's great, right? That's all good content. That's all good feedback. But as the website grew, I started to be targeted by this person who has a bigger following. And they duplicated what I offered, which could only loosely be called plagiarism in legal terms. But for me, it was all too close for comfort. It just smelled wrong. Now, I had never followed her. I never knew what she was doing. I didn't read her books. I never visited her website. I wasn't interested in any of her work because my understanding of what she taught, I had been there, done that years ago. So she was never on my radar, but somehow I ended up on hers. And I found out about it through other people. I decided to pay it very little attention and just stay focused on what I would create and offer and share, including publishing my first book. I had enough on my plate, right? You can't be distracted by other people. But then a trend started to emerge where when I would discuss a topic or mention a spiritual teaching, within weeks she would be credited with very, very similar words in a social media post, and it would pop up on my newsfeed or something. Now, she has a much bigger following than I, so her words went further than my words. And I could find an objective perspective for all of this because other people are allowed to talk about whatever the heck they want. Right? And it can be very similar to what I shared. So fair enough, no big deal. But after 5 times of witnessing this, I didn't think it was just a coincidence anymore. It still smelled really bad. When I launched the Conscious Wisdom Festival, which was an online summit that I created, produced, and hosted with numerous spiritual experts, it gained momentum. And she was then a part of a similar online summit with all her cool metaphysical kids, and they planned their last-minute event 1 week prior to mine. They used my event emails and testimonials as their own. When I was approached to support a person, project, or company, and I agreed, she would show up as partnering with them months later. Within months, in fact, after four times of this happening, it was not simply a coincidence. When my spiritual memoir, The Art of Trapeze, debuted back in 2013, it actually took me three different attempts to figure out how to get a book out there. It's really hard to launch a book when you're a first-time author. It's much harder than I thought. So I did a lot of research, and I studied, and I read books, and I asked questions, and I just was trying to find out a way to get it out there because I published it myself. I didn't have a big company out there doing it all. And so I finally figured out something that I thought would work, and it blew me away, honestly, to see 28,000 downloads in 48 hours. And so, of course, I posted about it on my blog and on social media, and it was so exciting. And then that, of course, is when the one-star reviews started coming in that were not about the book. They were direct personal attacks at me. And it wasn't only direct personal attacks, but it was I received rude Facebook comments, mean email messages, and some of my most popular Facebook posts were reported as spam. When I inquired with Facebook about this, said, where's my posts? What happened? Like this was reaching thousands of people. They said it was reported by X number of people to be removed, and it was the same number of people who are in her girl group, her little clique. Now, I could be objective enough to see that when you become more successful, other people who want that same thing you obtained get competitive or jealous, and they want to take you down because they feel threatened in some way. This happens in all industries, and the metaphysical world is no exception. Every person on the planet has an ego. And also, all this stuff comes with the territory of working in the public sphere. You're going to get one-star reviews. That's part of it. That's part of being an author. Not everyone is cheering you on. The haters will show up when you start to get a lot of love. It happens to many people, many authors, and they can have it far, far worse, I want to acknowledge. And so all of that objectivity gave me greater knowingness, and I gave it time. And I took deep breaths, and I just said, you know, this too shall pass, Molly. Don't be too attached. You know, keep working. Keep going. But on a human level, on a heart level, it really sucked. Because every step forward was two steps back professionally. I was obsessively targeted by her in a way that really rocked me. I didn't do anything to her, and yet I was on the receiving end of such terrible stuff that I felt powerless around it all. And I cried. I cried a lot. Because I was experiencing these rolling feelings of powerlessness and anger and pain and hurt. And it was very disheartening and futile at times. It was a sabotage. I felt like a victim. I did. It was that lower ego energy where you're just like, what can I do? Of course, I knew that it was her through many means and people. This is a small industry. This is an industry where people know people, and it's not as big as you think. I also knew that she was mass market. That's why she reached millions of people, but I am more niche. And individually, we offer people information to help them on their journey. It's like she does her thing over there, I do my thing over here, to each their own, right? But no, it was never ending. She attacked me behind the scenes and in private circles, such as making crazy claims that I was the one who copied or plagiarized her. And my response to those ridiculous claims was very simple. Go ahead and check my Kindle, check my bookshelves, check my IP address, check my browsing history, check my website, check my online activity, check my brain, and you'll find nothing related to her work, website, books, anything. There's nothing there. A few really great people I had on my radio show as guests wouldn't follow up with me. And we had a great connection, and we were going to work together. And it became clear why they ghosted me. It was because of their connection to her. And due to her influence and high-level network, she was able to shut down potential opportunities for me with the biggest people in the spiritual industry. I mean, these are the people you write books for, so you can have a conversation with them. And I heard it happen, and I cried, and my heart sank lower because people who had no clue who I even was heard untrue negative things about me from her, all with the intention of damaging my professional reputation. And she was ruthless. And there's more examples. I'll spare you this because it was 6 years. 6 years of this ongoing pattern of the obsessive targeting, the intentional harm, professional damage of my reputation. And I know what people say. They say, okay, well, fight back and take legal action and stand up for yourself. And of course, yes, I agree. And I really did the best I could with each of those tactics. The legal stuff is tricky. You can spend a lot of money on lawyers and get nowhere. And the only people who benefit are the lawyers, because there's some things you have to prove. And how do you prove certain conversations and words? And it gets tricky. And so it became really clear that this was a spiritual lesson, because everything I tried to do in the real world was like walking in quicksand, and nothing stuck, nothing happened. And so all I could do was surrender, keep detaching, and keep going, keep working, keep writing. And I clung to one driving belief, which was the truth rises. The truth always rises. It may not happen quickly or clearly. It could take years. It could happen slowly in ways you never know. It doesn't even have to be something you see. It could just be the feeling that the truth is out there and it's alive, and it eventually rises up into the light, because that is what truth is made to do. It lives and breathes with purer air. So during those 6 years of being targeted and sabotaged behind the scenes by quote-unquote spiritual people, I kept my head down and I worked. I focused on what I could control and what I could do with my energy. You know, there are situations in life that are hurtful and we have no control over them. We all know that. It's part of life. So I said, what can I do today? And I always had control over my ability to write and teach and do this podcast and create and carry on, knowing that what I created was authentic and real, and the right people would understand that and connect with that. I put my energy into relationships with clients and peers and really, really great people. I only talked about this situation with two people I trusted, and I wouldn't even name names, and I wouldn't let the gossip to be a thing. Because even though she was trying to take me off my path and to take me down, I was going to keep going. Now, she has done this to other people, and those stories might come up, but it was nothing like this. And so she really could have stopped me, right? I really could have given up on all this and said, never mind, I'm not going to do this. But I already had a strong spiritual foundation that reminded me that I was here to be of service to many, and that decision was mine to continually choose. We continue to choose exactly what to do with our energy. Bitches be damned. So carry on. Just carry on, Molly. I would just say that to myself. And so I also decided to play it smarter. I held back publishing one of my books. I only posted about 40% of my work publicly and withheld a majority of it for my clients only. I took screenshots of my Facebook posts in case they went missing. I downloaded all of my radio shows and podcasts so they couldn't be reported or removed. I reported and banned harassing lame people on Facebook. I denied sessions with people who were trying to get on my calendar with bad intentions. I kicked people out of a few of my classes. I shut down my communications to anyone who was connected with her, trusting that if we needed to reconnect when all this cleared, then it would happen on its own. And one time, I will even tell you, I made myself smile by publishing a hidden article on a spiritual topic that was filled with false information that my people wouldn't see, but her or her assistant would find it because they would go through my website and get whatever they could from it and take it back to their community. So she took this false info back to her community, and I don't feel any guilt around that. And all I did through this time was my work, my spiritual work, my energy work. I had sessions with trusted healers to clear what was mine, to say, please show me what I need to know and what I need to learn from this. What is my part of this dynamic from other lifetimes? You know, was I the bitch? Was I the crazy lunatic? What role did I play? Like, I asked for forgiveness. I asked to clear it and to end it all because I was willing to own it, even if I did not understand it, just to be sure I was covering all the bases and knocking on every door to find the answers I needed to end this for myself energetically. I practice Ho'oponopono. I continue to let go of any expectations I was holding, consciously or unconsciously. I ask for guidance and clarity about the best next steps. I prayed to heal my own wounds around this situation. I took lots of long walks and deep breaths and exercised. I cried as I needed to. I allowed my anger to move through me. I decided to just flow and trust and be what I can be today and do what I can do. I remember to feel gratitude for all the amazing people in my world and in my life. And I made sure to get out of my own head and keep focusing on how I could help other people, like my awesome clients and my trusted friends, to really look up at the bigger picture of what I could do and contribute. I also had to continually check my ego at the door and remind myself I don't have to prove anything. I don't have to fight for anything. If people are going to believe false rumors, if people are going to engage in the slander and the attacks, that is, of course, about them and their energy, and I can keep moving ahead on my path. And like I said, I strengthened my connection to God, Spirit, Source, because I know that is my true connection to what is best for me going forward. And no one else can duplicate, attack, or sabotage that connection. No one can take that from me. Like, her deep powers of darkness would not diminish my high powers of light. So I kept clearing out the anger and the pain and the hurt that came up. I made peace with the fact that if really popular spiritual people were like this and not even walking their talk, no matter how many millions of people are following them, I am deeply grateful I didn't work with them or appear on their programs or their shows or their events, because everything is energy, so there wouldn't be a fit if that's really where they were sourcing their energy from. I felt proud to be different, and I was damn proud to not be a part of that clique, the cool metaphysical kid clique, because that crap is not cool at my lunch table, and I wouldn't let them take me from what I'm here to do. I wouldn't let it stop me. So why am I even sharing all this now? Well, not only because of all this energy in Sagittarius and the fact that we're meant to be strong in our truth, but because a few months ago, her energy was finally gone from my world. The person who had been staring at me with binoculars and a rifle had left the building. And yeah, that's the image I got. Gross, right? After 6 years of stalking, sabotaging, and targeting me, she was truly out of my energy field. Gone. Gone. And I felt it so clearly. It was amazing. I wish I could put it into words for you, how I felt light and free, how I felt like I had room to move like I hadn't been able to do, and that I felt this sense of clarity and understanding, and I wasn't, you know, that there was really valid reasons for everything I had been experiencing and working, because she was gone. Now, one of the things about this work and any industry is that you kind of hold those bigger dreams, right, of what could happen and what could unfold. And I had to, a small part of me had to acknowledge that maybe some really awesome opportunities were shut down to me because of the slander and the attacks on my professional reputation. And so I have to let that go. And maybe a few other things could have unfolded that would have reached more people, helped more people. So the fact that this individual took some of those opportunities away from me have been part of what I've been healing and letting go of, and also the understanding that maybe that really wasn't the best fit in the long run. Because if I'm really feeling strong in my connection to Source and God and knowing that that is the energy that is with me, I can trust that if it didn't happen, that is perfect too. I feel so proud that I can still offer useful spiritual guidance to help whoever is attracted to it, and that it has helped people, and that I'm so grateful for what has happened and what has occurred, and that there's many blessings, many, many, and many highlights, and that this has been a huge opportunity of completing this energy with this person that, of course, I've had many experiences with, but this was the culmination through lifetimes. And so I was given the opportunity to practice neutrality and detachment and to not feel like a victim and to not feel powerless, because I know what is mine, not from an egoic sense, but an energy sense. And I know that that cannot be taken or duplicated or stolen. And I can always go get more of my own energy, just like you can. You can go get more of your own energy from light, from Source, anytime you need it. And so now I don't really hold animosity towards her, because I see that she is struggling with really deep, yucky, gross stuff that has nothing to do with me. And it never did. But when we are on the receiving end of malicious attacks, that sets up a whole other dynamic, right? And that really puts us in our human selves and in our sense of what you're really, how you're really valuing yourself and how you can stand stronger in yourself and trust your own path no matter how other people are responding to it. And because this was an ongoing experience that lasted for multiple years, I certainly ebbed and flowed with my inner strength around it. You know, but even when I crumbled and I went into those really vulnerable, wounded places, I rose back up and I kept going. Because at the end of the day, I know who I am, I know what I'm here to do, and I have work to do. Keep going. So I really want this story to be shared because of the intention of understanding that she is the archetype of the shadow female energy. And sometimes we have to experience this archetype to master it more fully, to understand it more, right? And to really get stronger and to really trust it. This was, of course, in my astrology chart at the time. And it was brutal, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it, because that's not how I am, and I don't want you to feel like you have to sugarcoat things either. When things are this deep and real, they hurt, and they really hurt our feminine selves. You know, that part of us that has to dig deeper for the self-love. Now, I don't think she is actually a horrible person. I think that she just has some really deep level stuff to heal. And it's none of my business. It really isn't. I don't even want, it's like, go do your thing over there. Please don't. I just don't care what you do. And it's her choice and it's her path. And, you know, maybe she'll take some of this wisdom to her millions of followers so they can benefit from it too. But this ultimately was a really big soul wound healing for me. And we all have these. No matter what you do in your life or where you are, we all are here to be healing these soul wounds that are really deep. And you know you're deeply healed from something. When something's been really big and really hard for you, when you have more emotional neutrality around it. And that's what I feel now around this situation, which is also why I can talk about it. Because, yeah, it does have the little things that ping, you know, and kind of can still stir things up. But for the most part, I've really healed from this because it's no longer the heavy dark that it was. It's now lighter for me. It's cleared out. It's understanding that I've done so much work over the past few years. And that's what the astrology showed, was that it was a time of this deep work, of this deeper theme being healed. And you can't take those shortcuts. And believe me, you wouldn't want the shortcuts, because when you take shortcuts, you have to go back anyways and rework them. So when you're working with the astrological transits and the cycles, it shows you intentionally where to look and where to heal. It's like God pointing his finger saying, right here, sweetheart, right here. This is it. This is what your work is. This is where you are ready to move through something. And it might not be on the timeline that you expect, but it's there. And it's meant to be supporting you. And to know that it is supporting you, even when it is really hard and really deep. Now, that emotional neutrality is key. And it really is a good check-in point for you, because you check in with your reaction or your response. And when you have a clearer signal around it, it shows you you've done a lot to heal it and to let it go. And so now, if I happen to accidentally see her on stage or see her on TV or in a video, I just think, oh, yeah, cute shoes. And then I walk away and return back to my priorities. And that right there is a really big demonstration of healing, because you don't go into the anger or the hurt or the pain. It's different now. It's cleared out. And it's cleared out so that you can feel more powerful. It clears out so that you can be stronger in your own energy. But in order to do that, in order to really be strong in your energy, you have to be honest and real with yourself without glossing over your inner world or your truth. When we are conscious of what we feel and we can move through it with authenticity, we eventually come out on the other side with a huge stack of gorgeous gold nuggets. And I want to say it is usually our best and highest good to take the higher path, even though that can be really lonely and quiet, and a part of your ego is going to want to go in other places. But trust that it's the energy you work with that creates your life and creates how you experience your life. And God and your angels and spirit, they all see that. And you get gold stars for this kind of work. And you get, you know, extra points in your cosmic bank account for this. So my intention with this is, of course, to show you how astrology helps us see these patterns and these timelines and these bigger picture things, and also as an example of how our spiritual work and spiritual teachers show up in various forms. You know, so maybe this helps you see a hard situation in your life in a different way, or a difficult person that you are experiencing. You can understand more about the importance of standing in your truth, of owning your energy, of feeling what you have to feel, and to allow that to all flow through you. I hope that this kind of an experience helps more women clear the energy of shadow feminine energy in their own lives, whether that is within ourselves or as a collective. I hope it is a collective clearing. I also hope it's a reminder that no one can take away your energy, your purpose, your mission, your work, your awesomeness, no matter how they are acting in their human suit. I mean, they are also God in human form on some level, whether they see that or not. But if you can find that part of them, just that small spark of them that's also God in human form, you will find more peace in yourself, and you'll find more peace through the process. And when you carry that small piece of it in your pocket, you change your energy. And changing your own energy is what shifts it all. Remember that when these hard things pass, you can take the best of it and leave the rest. And very little of it will really matter in the long run. But the best stuff, the growing stuff, is what comes up in the yucky, yucky middle. Honor where you're feeling, honor your heart, honor your sense of self and your personal integrity, no matter how lonely that feels. And you keep going, and you keep going. And you can cry, and you can laugh, and you can shout, and you can feel everything. You can feel it all, and you can still feel more powerful in yourself. Astrology helps you with this. It shows you what you're here to master and what you're here to learn. It shows you the timeline and the cycles. It helps you heal and to continue on the blind path, knowing that sometimes it's only blind to us in our human suits, but it's never blind to spirit, and it's never blind to your angels or God. They know exactly what's going on, and they know that you're powerful in it. So there's a beautiful quote by Mother Teresa that I'm going to read as I finish off this show. People are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and sincere, people may deceive you, but be honest and sincere anyway. What you could spend years building, someone could destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough, but give them your best anyway. In the final analysis, it is between you and God. It never was between you and them anyway. I hope this reaches you in the best and highest possible ways. I hope this strengthens you and empowers you. And most importantly, know that God in Source has your back, which is something I've said for years. And know that you're never, ever alone when you trust and follow your own path and your own light, no matter how blind that might be. Take good care. And I'll see you back here next Wednesday for our next live update of the astrology and energies of the week. Bye-bye.